Com studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Nutt.
It's December 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to have a couple of interesting guests today. John Rappaport is going to be joining us to talk, I'm sure, about health issues, as well as Jason Goodman to talk about some developments in the Bundy trial in Nevada. And, of course, today we expect to hear, I don't know exactly what time it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be during the show, but people expect that Al Franken is going to resign. It seems that the Democrat Party turned on him. There was yet another allegation yesterday. And we actually have some footage of that we're going to show you when we come back. I think you'll enjoy that footage. Meanwhile, we have pedophile rings, we have millennial Marxists, and we have soaring Bitcoin in the face of economic issues. So we're going to talk about all of that, as well as the fact that we have now a recognition, an open recognition, going public with it. The Intercept has reported that President Trump is looking at having private intelligence organizations because he cannot trust the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. The entire surveillance state, as I've been saying for over a year, has been totally politicized. That is the biggest news and the greatest danger of the last year, the fact that we can see that happening. And as I said many times, when Megyn Kelly came here to interview Alex Jones, and she interviewed some of us, and when I sat down with her, she said, "You see my interview with Putin?" I said, "I don't really care what Putin does. I'm concerned about what Brennan and Clapper, these people who, Hayden and others, how they have politicized the surveillance state, how they have uncontrolled power, how they are a government to themselves. That is far more threatening to us than anything that a foreign power could do. And clearly there are foreign powers that are trying to undermine this country. But the intelligence state, as William Binney said in the interview that I had with him last week, the intelligence state has become a Praetorian Guard. And they have now turned into the kingmakers as well, and the king breakers. And so the admission, and the article, we'll talk about that in the show, The Intercept, talking about how this is something that President Trump feels that he needs to do. That's good. I'm glad that he recognizes that, and let's get it out in the open. Let's let everybody understand just how corrupt the deep state, the deep surveillance state is, and how powerful it is. As William Binney said, we have never seen this kind of power in the hands of a few politicized people in history. We've never seen that kind of power. It must be stopped. And people on Capitol Hill are saying it. We have a furious statement by Senator Grassley talking about the double standard. He said, we got two big issues going on here. There are a lot of alleged crimes by Hillary Clinton, and the people on the Democrat side are alleging that there was some Russian collusion by Donald Trump. He goes, which one is being investigated? He said, I can't get my colleague on the other side, Dianne Feinstein, to even consider looking at any of the information concerning Hillary Clinton. That is how politicized this has become. As David Stockman, former budget director for Ronald Reagan, he was also a congressman, he said, this is a blatant case of entrapment. We understand how they orchestrated this. We understand why they are doing this. It is the real government, and so we need to talk about that as well. And, of course, we're also going to talk about reactions to what President Trump did yesterday. There was an interesting statement from CNN, said, wow, Trump has actually kept his promise. We didn't really expect that. Remember the beginning of last year? What really got people upset was when Trump started keeping his promises. They're used to politicians saying that they're going to do whatever people want to hear them say they're going to do. If they're talking to people because they want the Israeli vote here in America, the American Jewish vote, then they tell them, we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And then they don't do it. And we've seen this for 22 years as they do that. Or if they are talking to Republican voters, they say, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and we're going to cut your taxes. And then they try not to do it as hard as they can. And it's been a struggle all year to get these people to do something. They're not used to somebody actually performing on their promises. That was a thing that really grabbed them by the embassy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That's right. This is the anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. That got us into World War II. You know, it's funny, I haven't heard much talk about this on the news today. I haven't heard anybody talk about it. On my way in, I'm clicking around, hitting radio stations, see what people are talking about. I'm getting coffee and I'm watching cable news to see what people are talking about. I haven't seen anybody talk about the fact this is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. That was a pretty big deal, actually. I mean, it's like, it's a really big deal. I know most of the people who were alive at the time are now dead. Are dying or very old, but that was a very big deal. I can't believe that it's not really being talked about a great deal. You know, the interesting thing about this as well is that he talked about how they deliberately and unprovoked attacked and so forth. Well, that's not exactly true, is it? If we go back and we look at history, it was a kind of false flag. And when we talk about false flags, the term is so overloaded because there are so many different types of false flags. But we need to understand what happened in Pearl Harbor, the fact that FDR wanted to get involved in the war on the side of Britain against the Nazis and against Japan. And America did not want to do that again after they had been drugged into World War I by Woodrow Wilson. They said, wait a minute, we smelled a rat when that was happening, and we're not going to let you do that again. So they're very reluctant to get involved in that war. FDR did everything he could to provoke an attack. The Germans would not take the bait, but the Japanese did. And so when you open up your defenses, when you essentially shut down the lines of communication as people were reporting, hey, we got something coming in here, and they kind of put the notes off to the side, as history has shown, and do everything that they can to not only provoke, but to shut down any early alarms so that they could have a first strike attack from the other side. That was the only thing that was going to get Americans involved in another war after what they had been through with World War I. And so that is a kind of false flag attack. We're not saying that it was the American government that bombed Pearl Harbor. No, clearly it was the Japanese. They did it. They took the bait. They were given the opportunity. That's another kind of false flag. Opening up your defenses and letting the other side do it. That's what we're seeing today, as a matter of fact. This is why we should remember Pearl Harbor and what really happened there. Because right now, the entire West, Western Europe and America, are experiencing a pre-Pearl Harbor moment here. We have had our defenses opened up. Our borders are opened up. We've given every opportunity, every provocation to people to attack us. And we have set it up so they could do that. And whenever there's intelligence that something is about to happen, it seems like it always gets shoved off. You can have somebody in the UK even bragging about how they're going to make attacks. They can go on BBC documentaries talking about how they're going to do that. Nothing is done about it until they actually start bombing or stabbing or shooting or running people down with cars. And they say, oh, yeah, you know, we knew about that. Gee, you know, we saw that on the government documentary, but we didn't do anything about it. Well, that's what's happening right now. Because we don't remember history. We are having the same tactics. You know, it doesn't repeat itself, does it? But it always rhymes. It always rhymes. And it's rhyming really big time right now. All right, let's talk a little bit about something that happened on Monday here on the show. You know, we've got Bitcoin now is soaring. It went through $15,000 this morning. And to put this in perspective, Zero Hedge has a chart here that they keep updating. I tweeted this out last night after it passed $14,000, and now it's obsolete. It's passed $15,000. Just give you an idea. They have it broken down how long it took for it to hit each $1,000 milestone. So how long did it take to go from zero to $1,000? How long did it take to go from $1,000 to $2,000 and so on? So to get from zero to $1,000 took almost 6 years. To go from 1 to 2,000, it took almost 4 years. Now go down to the bottom of the chart, and you'll see that to go from 12 to 13,000 took 17 hours. From 13 to 14,000 took 4 hours. From 14 to 15,000 took 10 hours. And they say with a market cap of about $250 billion, Bitcoin is bigger than Procter & Gamble and approaching the size of Walmart as the 12th biggest company in the Standard & Poor's 500. And here's the concern. When I was talking to John McAfee early in the week, and we were talking about it, one of the people who's almost as bullish on Bitcoin as John McAfee, Mike Novogratz, said yesterday as it was accelerating, he said this kind of a spike could invite regulation. And he also said, we're not in the situation anymore where Bitcoin would be considered to be a currency. With this kind of volatility, this kind of speculation, nobody's going to be using it to buy coffee. So it's really more like people storing their wealth in gold because they're concerned about the fiat currencies, or they're concerned about stock markets or real estate markets. And we're going to tell you why that is happening. But I thought it was also interesting, because there was another currency that was being talked about in our interview on Monday. John McAfee talked about Monero. And it's not the first time that he's talked about Monero. He's talked about it in other interviews. As a matter of fact, there was an article on CoinDesk talking about how Monero had soared in the last few days, gone up more rapidly even than Bitcoin at the beginning of the week. And what they said was activity on social media indicates the investor community has taken note of cybersecurity pioneer and eclectic personality John McAfee's upbeat comments on the cryptocurrency while talking to the media. The media would happen to be, in this case, us. He was talking to our show here. And they don't mention InfoWars. They don't mention this show in particular. They just say the media. And then they have a link, and they link to an interview back in September, where John McAfee talked about Monero, because they don't want to link to us. Isn't that interesting? I wonder who owns CoinDesk. Is there something by Twitter, Facebook, Google? I mean, who is it that owns CoinDesk that they are so are careful to avoid any reference to real news here? But they link to this old interview while they're saying that this happened on Monday. But we had another news organization that follows crypto news, CryptoCoinsNews.com, did talk about us. They did say there were three clear factors contributing to a rise in the price of Monero. Monero is different, as John McAfee pointed out. We're going to play that clip here for you briefly in just a second. But it's different because it's not just an alternative to fiat currency, but it anonymizes who the senders and the receivers of the money are, as well as the amount of money. So it's something to try to give you real privacy. And there's a real market for that. As I said at the beginning of the show, we have a president who is having to set up his own private security because of the surveillance state, watching everything that everybody's doing, especially him, because he's not a bad man. But as Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and the NSA, said, we don't watch bad people. We watch interesting people. But here's what they had to say about Monero and the price rally. They said there's three factors. They said the first is that on an episode of Real News with David Knight, cybersecurity pioneer John McAfee praised Monero as an alternative to Bitcoin. And he predicted that if Bitcoin did have a serious competitor, it was Monero. And understand, this is in the context of John McAfee saying that if Bitcoin doesn't hit $500,000 by 2020, that's what he said this summer, then he upped it to $1 million. He says, if that doesn't happen, I'll eat my certain part of my anatomy on live television. And so we wanted to talk to him about that. They said, secondly, they've had Project Coral Reef as an online shopping initiative. They're going to allow people to use Monero to buy music. But they said, finally, most significantly, a researcher said, questioned the anonymity of a rival currency. And it was interesting because NSA whistleblower Snowden had praised the other currency and trashed Monero. And now it's flipped around the other way. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John McAfee.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to get to the reactions to President Trump's announcement yesterday, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He really grabbed him by the embassy, didn't he? And they are outraged. We have a news report on News Wars from Paul Joseph Watson and a video. We're going to get to that later in the broadcast. A crazed man attacks a Jewish restaurant in Amsterdam while flying a Palestinian flag on a day of rage that has been declared by Hamas. And it's also interesting to see people like Joe Scarborough attacking President Trump. Joe Scarborough voted for the 1995 Jerusalem Embassy Act, which would have done what President Trump announced yesterday. But the difference is, and this is coming from CNN. Here's a headline from CNN. Donald Trump, keeper of promises. It's like, wake me up. What has happened? CNN saying Donald Trump did what nobody expects anybody in Washington to do. They actually kept their promises. To me, that was the big news yesterday. That's why I went into such detail about the history yesterday of this whole embassy thing. I know most Americans don't really care. More than half of Americans don't care one way or the other what is happening with the embassy of Israel or whether of Jerusalem, whether we have it in Jerusalem, whether it's recognized as capital or not, more than half of Americans don't care. What is left over is roughly evenly split, with a little bit more wanting to see us officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital. Those people are very, very passionate about it. Those 20 to 25% of the people, that have an opinion on this are very passionate about it. But most people don't understand the bigger issue here. Is that for the longest time we have seen politicians come out and say, I'm going to do X. They know that they've got a voting group that they want to get their votes, and they'll promise them anything to get those votes, whether it's saying to conservative Republicans, we're going to stop abortion, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Well, we've heard that one before, didn't we? And we saw how phony the Republicans were on that as President Trump kept trying to hold their feet to the fire. And he's accomplished a lot this year. So much so that CNN wrote an article, Donald Trump, keeper of promises. That's an amazing thing when you stop and think about it, that a politician would work that hard against his own party, even in most cases, to try to get these accomplished. Because whether you're establishment Republicans or you're establishment Democrats, you carve out these wedge issues and you don't want them to change, because those are the wedge issues that you're going to use to keep people frightened of the other side and make sure they're going to vote for you. So you really don't want to get rid of Obamacare. You want to kind of play around with it a little bit, but you want to keep it there as a boogeyman. The left has got its own boogeyman. They both use abortion as a boogeyman to get people to vote for their party to vote against the other party because they're so afraid. They may not like you, but boy, you keep them afraid of these other guys because of the wedge issue. So they always do these types of things. And of course, Democrats and Republicans, both of them want the Jewish money and the Jewish votes. And so they always promise them that they're going to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, that they're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and so forth. And nobody has done it until President Trump. That's why they're so outraged that he actually kept his promise. He made the Democrats look bad, and they just can't believe that he did it. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. But I want to get back to where we left off in the last segment. We were talking about the astronomical rise of Bitcoin, and then something else that happened this week that a couple of different crypto news organizations have targeted to the interview that we had on Monday with John McAfee. And here's an example of why people are looking at Monero, for example, instead of Bitcoin, because I think this is really, again, McAfee was on top of the issue. The question is, Which of these currencies are going to dominate? There is a need for a private currency. One aspect of Bitcoin, which is very important, is the fact that it gets people independent of the central bankers and the bankers, like JP Morgan, which, here's a bit of irony, Bitcoin's market cap now has far exceeded JP Morgan's after their CEO tried to trash it and actually caused a 25% drop for a couple of days. It recovered very quickly from his comments, but now it's bigger than his bank. They are the ones who gave us the real estate bubble 10 years ago, but they don't want to talk about that. They want to go back 400 years to the tulip bubble and tell everybody, oh, be careful about bubbles. Yeah, you should always be careful about bubbles. You should always be concerned about something that is going up this quickly in price. Absolutely. But they don't want to talk to you about the bubble that they created, the bubble that they burst 10 years ago. That's why they're going back and talking about the tulip bulb bubble. And so it's being able to get independent of that and being able to move your money around. There's an article on Zero Hedge. The gnomes of Zurich are in a panic as Saudi corruption crackdown sparks a flood of money laundering inquiries. So it's about your privacy. And they point out here, if you put yourself in a position of being a Saudi prince or a wealthy Saudi official, whatever your opinion of the new crown prince's motivations, you would be forgiven for taking additional measures to make it harder for his henchmen to seize your wealth if you found yourself in the crosshairs on the other side of the table from him, and he starts coming after your wealth. As he captured all these people, held them at the Ritz until they turned over 70% of their wealth. And then they point out that, well, you know, how do you turn over that kind of money from your Swiss bank account? Says if you suddenly need to write a check for, let's say, $1 billion, it might require some questions. It might require a few portfolio adjustments, and it might require a lot of paperwork at a Swiss bank. Enter cryptocurrencies, because you can put it all on a little thumb drive and you can take it wherever you want or send it where you want. And unless they get a rubber hose and beat out the codes to get that information, then they're not going to get it, which they probably would do that. certainly in Saudi Arabia, give us those codes or we'll start with the left hand and then we'll cut off the right hand after that. And then comes the head. But the bottom line is the transportability of wealth and the privacy. So Bitcoin offers you independence from this fiat banking system that is criminalized and corrupt. As I tweeted out yesterday on Libertarian, I said, when you look at this, yeah, there's a lot of risk in this. This is like getting into a poker game, and you don't know if the guy on the other side of the table is a Cincinnati kid or not. So you could totally get snookered in this. But the other part of it is, if you leave your money in the banking system, it's kind of like playing the slot machines in Vegas. You know that is a rigged game, and you know you're going to lose. There's no question about that. So, I mean, we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place here as the little guys. So that's why so many people are jumping into this, I believe. And so it, when you look at the alternative to the corrupt banking system of the central bankers that is designed to make sure that you're going to get paid usury rates, they're going to charge you very high interest rates. They're going to pay you absolutely nothing while they inflate the currency, which means that it actually is losing value constantly. They won't even pay you any interest to help you even try to break even. So people are looking to do something else. But then there's the privacy issue, and that's where Monero comes in when John McAfee was talking about this, because it allows you to send, they can't tell who sent the money, they can't tell who received the money, they can't even tell what amount of money was there. And Monero is not the only one, but it has emerged as being an important one because of what John McAfee said. And now I've talked through the whole break, so we're going to have to play that clip for you in the next segment, and I promise I'll get straight to it. And I'll talk about the difference of opinion between John McAfee and Ed Snowden. I think it's kind of interesting to have a difference of opinion on this. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As we see financial turmoil throughout the world, and as we see astronomical rises in both Bitcoin and Monero, let's play the clip from Monday where we had John McAfee joining us to say why he thought that by 2020, he just upped his ante to $1 million for Bitcoin. And it is now going through $1,000 increases every 4 to 10 hours the last two or three days. It's absolutely amazing how it's going up, concerning a lot of people about its volatility. But here's what John McAfee had to say about Bitcoin and about Monero, a cryptocurrency that focuses on privacy of transactions. Here's John McAfee.
Well, there are thousands of cryptocurrencies now, literally thousands. Mm-hmm. The top are things like Ethereum, Litecoin, Monero. Of those, Monero is the one that needs to be watched the closest. And here is why. The dark web is where Bitcoin first got its use. If you wanted to hire a hitman to buy illegal drugs, to get a live tiger from the jungles of Asia, you would pay in Bitcoins, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 100% Monero. Why? Mm. Because Bitcoin can be unwound. With enough computing power and enough will, like if the FBI wanted to, they could find out who a person was in a specific transaction.
With That's right. Monero, go back the blockchain. They could go all the way back to when you first got into the system.
Yeah. Yes. But with Monero, it is impossible. Utterly impossible. It is completely anonymous and completely private. So that is why in the dark web, everybody's using Monero. But what I have discovered is what starts in the dark web in terms of cryptocurrencies leaks out into the world of light, the world of above board business. Because all people, I believe, all people would like to have anonymity and privacy in terms of their financial transactions. And if I'm right, then Monero bears watching very closely.
All right, that was John McAfee on Monday, our interview with him, and of course, CoinDesk, as well as CryptoCoins News. Both said they believe that that interview had to do something with the 28% rise, and I think it's about a 24-hour period. They said as a matter of fact, CryptoCoins News went into more detail. They said there's three clear factors. One of them was this interview that you just heard a part of. The other one, they said, was the fact that the Project Coral Reef is going to allow people to purchase holiday gifts for singers. I don't think that's much of an issue. As I said before, when you got these cryptocurrencies that are going up so quickly like this, but still people are using it to buy things on the dark web because of the anonymity. And that was the third issue. And they said the other thing that happened was a University of Michigan Dearborn researcher published a paper that raised questions about the privacy of a competitor that was also trying to privatize transactions. And the developer of Monero came out and said, kind of tweaked those people who had poured cold water on it in the past. One of the people was Ed Snowden. And he went out on Twitter and he says, I recall that NSA whistleblower Ed Snowden had praised the Zcash project, but he referred to Monero as quote-unquote amateur crypto. He says, it turns out the 31.5% of the handful of Zcash private transactions are traceable based on the research of this professor at University of Michigan Dearborn. He said, what's that Ed Snowden quote again? Oh, yes. Great project, but the problem with amateur crypto is mistakes happen and have huge consequences to people like me. So he put that out there saying, okay, so now after this competition that has arisen between not only cryptocurrencies, but cryptocurrencies that privatize the transactions, it was, I'm not trashing Ed Snowden. We can all be wrong, right, about different things, but it was John McAfee that spotted what was going on with Monero. And Ed Snowden missed that particular one. So that's another factor in that as well. And here's another factor. What's going on in China? The China stock market has been tanking. They say China commodity carnage is continuing overnight as there are Brexit fears and Bitcoin cheers dominating their markets. They have prohibited people in China from, not buying cryptocurrency. Yeah, they tried to do that as well, and that didn't work. As Gerald Slinty pointed out, it went up by a factor of 4. They had been 5% of the market. It went up to 20% after they prohibited it. And now I think it's down to like a factor of 3 from where it had been. But the Chinese also prohibited people from selling stocks. They were worried that there was going to be a sell-off in stocks because of a number of economic factors there. So they said, you cannot sell stocks. And guess what people are doing? They're selling stocks like you can't believe. These kind of government prohibitions are not going to work if we have a way to get around their system. And that's what is so encouraging about these crypto issues that are out there. And they say that China is underperforming because of regulatory concerns. What are they concerned about? Well, one of the things that they're concerned about is a growing real estate bubble there. And Gerald Celente talked about this a year ago. That bubble still hasn't burst. It is just getting bigger and bigger. You want to talk about a bubble? It's back to another real estate bubble. This one, however, in China. The bankers don't want to talk about that bubble 10 years ago. They don't want to talk about the bubble that's going on right now in China. There's another article on Zero Hedge, how ghost collateral and yin-yang property deals will collapse China's credit bubble. I said one lesson from the 2007-2008 crisis was the vast majority of financial market participants, never mind the general public, were unfamiliar with the subprime mortgages until the crisis was underway. And they said our thesis that China's bubble would eventually be undermined by a black hole of insufficient collateral is one that we have been developing for several years. And they go into great detail on that, which we're not going to get into the weeds on that. But you understand how shaky the financial system is here. When I had John McAfee on before, he said his prediction of going to $500,000 Bitcoin by 2020, and then he's now raised it to $1 million. He said that was predicated not so much on the popularity of these cryptocurrencies, but on the collapse of fiat currencies. And Gerald Celente is saying the same thing. So we see this shakiness. We see the loss of control at the center. And it is, as the Chinese would say, a very interesting time that we live in. A crisis time, a time of great danger, a time of opportunity, caveat emptor. And we're going to take a look at what the mainstream media is saying about President Trump. This is a article from Foreign Policy, Max Boot. And we'll tell you who this guy is if you don't know who he is. But this is the title of the Foreign Policy article. I think it says everything about their attitude towards President Trump. Donald Trump is guilty. That's the title. Donald Trump is guilty. And then here's the subtitle. The only remaining question is what he's guilty of. That's the way Mueller is running the investigation. It is a witch hunt or a Spanish Inquisition, if you will. Going back to Monty Python again, but it was actually a lawyer who had a lot of dealings with Robert Mueller in the past who said that he was Torquemada. So that's not really a metaphor that's far off the mark, according to people who know him, and we can now see how this operates. So we're going to be talking about what's going on in terms of Trump's feeling that he needs to get a private intelligence community because our vast surveillance network is obviously out to get him and us and anybody who opposes them. Republicans are starting to realize this now. Grassley is furious about this. Even people like Lindsey Graham, big neocon, has said, are you watching me? Are you watching me? Now, Rand Paul understood this a long time ago because he's looking at this from a civil libertarian standpoint. And he's not looking at it from a privilege position that Lindsey Graham is or Dianne Feinstein. Now, Dianne Feinstein started looking at the CIA. They started looking real hard at her and her staffers. And she got very incensed about that. Well, good luck with that, Dianne, because you don't have much power if you don't stand with everybody else to pull this thing down. She was like the Senate committee that oversaw the intelligence community. It's like, how dare you turn this against me? What naivete to think that they would not. You're the most interesting person they could turn this against. It has become its own operating government, and we're going to give you the story coming up to show that Donald Trump realizes this, and that's a very healthy development as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the reactions to what President Trump did yesterday in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com and a new product that we have just introduced. We have DNA Force 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's a great way to get a baseline of essential multivitamins and minerals in a drink format that you don't have to take a lot of pills. So that's 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. We also have all of our Super Blue fluoride-free products like toothpaste, mouthwash, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have a new product today, Alpha Power. It's the newest supplement in the InfoWars Life line. It's a brand new vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. It's got things like niacin, zinc. It's got a patented extract of an ancient Malaysian herb. It's been used for thousands of years traditionally for fertility and libido in men. It's also got things like horny goatweed leaf. I tell you what, you got to keep this away from Al Franken. Don't let him get Alpha Power. Alpha Power works synergistically with Super Male Vitality to help you become a true alpha male. Who knows? You might even dominate a debate like Donald Trump did with Hillary Clinton. Remember, Nigel Farage said he dominated that like a silverback gorilla. So you can find Alpha Power. You can dominate your debates we got it at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the product. and the explanation of the ingredients, what they do for you. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the reactions to what President Trump did yesterday. And, of course, there's a lot of politicized reactions. We got reactions from Joe Scarborough, the guy that President Trump said, hey, we need to go back and look at that case. Remember that intern that died in his office and then he suddenly had to resign from Congress and it was just kind of swept under the carpet? Well, Joe Scarborough comes out and criticizes President Trump for the embassy decision yesterday. But remember, and this was put out by Ryan Saavedra on Twitter, he says, remember back October 24th, 1995? This is why I talked about all this stuff yesterday in detail. He said, Representative Joe Scarborough, then Republican from Florida, voted in favor of the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, which was passed in order to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. And then we also have Chris Matthews, the guy who said that about Obama. Every time I see him, I get this tingle up my leg. Now he's saying that Christians have this mythical belief in Jerusalem. This is from Wayne Dupree. He came out and said, Christians don't understand the situation in the Middle East because of their quote-unquote mythical belief in Jerusalem and Israel. This coming from a guy whose Lord and Savior is Barack Obama, as he gets these out-of-body experiences just watching him talk. And then CNN, Donald Trump, keeper of promises. This is what I talked about earlier. He said, today I'm delivering, and this is, I'm reading from CNN, folks, CNN, a politician who actually does what he told voters he would do seems to be almost unfathomable in Washington, a town of broken promises. Yes, because for 22 years, to point out yesterday, every president, every presidential candidate saying, we're going to do this as they wanted the Jewish vote, the Jewish money. Donald Trump was the first one to do it. And they are incredulous, even CNN. For Donald Trump, being a president who delivers is especially crucial since it's one of the golden keys to his so far unbreakable bond with his supporters. You think, CNN, you think people really doing what they say, real news and real politicians who say, I'm going to do this, and people are not surprised. The voters are not surprised. You're surprised, aren't you? You're surprised. Politicians are surprised. The Democrats are surprised. They say Democrats have backed this Jerusalem move for decades. Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, even Hillary Clinton in the last campaign was promising to do the very thing that he just did. And yet the liberals are all reacting to this. Most of the ones at the top are kind of silent. I think Chuck Schumer came out and said, of course, he's Jewish. He's from New York. He's going to be praising that because if he doesn't, he's not going to get reelected. But people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and others have kind of been silent for the most part. They'll probably come out, like Dianne Feinstein, who voted multiple times to move the embassy. Now she's criticizing President Trump. But let's play this clip from the BBC. You'll hear President Trump's announcement yesterday, as well as, I think, some important points made by this commenter with the BBC. Here's that clip.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Look at the language. It will be looked at differently from the Israeli side and from the Palestinian, Arab, and broader world side. When Russia recognized that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel earlier this year in a statement, they said West Jerusalem, not Jerusalem as a whole. President Trump talked about Jerusalem, the capital city, but he did not use the Israeli words, which is eternal, undivided.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver.
All right, and so that's, I thought that was an interesting comment that was made by the BBC commenter saying that, hey, Russia recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, but they didn't use, they talked about West Jerusalem. And even though President Trump didn't use that qualifier, he didn't use the phrases that the Israelis typically use. So she was saying, that, hey, I kind of got in the middle. I thought that was kind of an even-handed assessment of what happened. What is the assessment from the Arab Street? A pro-Hezbollah paper says, of course, death to America. Should that surprise us? And this is, the Iranians have been shouting death to America since the Shah of Iran was overthrown by the Ayatollah Khomeini. So for about 40 years, they've been shouting that daily, death to America. So not much of a change there, is it? Not much of a change there. Hamas says that Trump's flagrant aggression has opened the gates of hell, and they have called for a day of rage. They also said this is a declaration of war against us. Another Hamas leader called for a new intifada along with the Day of Rage. And we have a video up on newswars.com, an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a video. You can see this as a B-roll if you're watching this. A crazed man attacking a Jewish restaurant in Amsterdam while flying a Palestinian flag on the Day of Rage backlash. And so that's the video that you can see if you go to newswars.com. What is the European community doing? Well, the European community is afraid. How are they going to be able to appease this decision? France's Macron regrets the fact that Trump made this decision unilaterally. And one of the things that you heard President Trump say was that this is going to be a decision that worked for both sides. In other words, he saw this as being something that was two sides of this conflict. Not something that was going to be imposed by the United States, not something that was going to be imposed on them by the United Nations, but something that these two sides would agree to, which is what the people in Europe don't ever want. They don't understand a bilateral agreement. See, President Trump, when he talked about trade, he says, no, we're not going to have trade wars. We're going to have bilateral trade. I'm going to negotiate an agreement with the British. Then I'm going to negotiate another agreement with this other country over here and so forth. Instead of having to negotiate with the European Union, or instead of having to go begging hat in hand to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would be some multinational, extranational, that shuts down the sovereignty of all the countries that have been involved. They're going to decide which countries get to sell which products into which markets. Completely manage our economy. Take away our sovereignty completely. It is these multinational structures and these multinational agreements to impose things on people. Of course, it hasn't worked, has it? For 60 some odd years, 70 years, I guess. It hasn't worked. A UN imposed solution hasn't worked. These multinational solutions haven't worked. They simply take away people's sovereignty. So the interesting thing I thought was that France's Macron comes out and says, oh, you made a unilateral decision. Okay. Well, it's actually a bilateral decision to be made by the Israelis, the Palestinians. Theresa May said that this was unhelpful for a peace prospect. So I wonder what Theresa May would suggest after we have tried appeasement for decades, after we have tried to say that even though the entire Israeli government is there in Jerusalem, we're not going to recognize it as an embassy or whatever. All the different ways that they have tried to appease Arab and Muslim anger, what would Theresa May suggest? And that's why I think we just need to move on. We need to understand that we cannot get peace through appeasement. And there is no way to reason with many of these people. The number of UK terrorism arrests has hit a record high, according to The Guardian. So it's not really working out for Theresa May, is it? Once you get that figured out, Theresa May, that's why Donald Trump tweeted out those pictures. He was making a point. He was saying, we have terrorism in the UK, and this is already happening. I told you yesterday, they're going to try to blame every terrorist attack going forward on Donald Trump. They're going to say, see, this is Arab-Muslim outrage over the embassy issue. And he was saying to everybody, hey, you've already got a problem. Theresa May, you need to take care of the problem in your country. There's even talk about, is there going to be a two-state solution for Europe? Are we going to have a separate enclave for the Arabs because they will not abide by the rules, the laws, and assimilate into Europe? They're going to demand their own place. That's what's going to happen in Europe. Stay with us. We'll be right
back. Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was just talking about Chris Matthews and his commentary on what happened yesterday. I want to play that clip for you. It's very short. This is MSNBC's Chris Matthews, the guy who, as he looks at his Lord and Savior Barack Obama, gets a tingle up his leg. Here's what he had to say about Christians and their mythical beliefs about Jerusalem.
But don't think this isn't related to Alabama next week. It is related, because it's the Christian evangelicals down there with their crazy ideas about Israel, which is, I don't know, mythical. They don't understand the situation over there and how tricky it is ethnically and tribally. They don't care, because it's a religious belief. Trump's playing to that this week. You watch him.
Well, Well, you know, President Trump, as I said before, he really grabbed the mainstream Trump haters by the embassy, didn't he? And they are upset. And so are the Muslims. And the question is, to what degree will the mainstream media and the globalists go in order to appease the Muslims? Here's an article. I just mentioned this at the end of the last segment. Zero Hedge, a two-state solution for Europe. Is that where we're going? This is originally coming from the Gatestone Institute. They point out that 23% of Muslims supported the introduction of Sharia law in some areas of Britain. 39% agreed that, quote, wives should always obey their husbands, unquote. 52% of all British Muslims believe that homosexuality should be illegal. In France, Macron blamed France and not Islam for the increased radicalization in that country, which he said should lead France to question itself. They are the problems. Okay, not the people coming there who have different belief system, a different culture, a different religion. They wanted to impose a different legal system on them as well. Was the French Republic behind the recent distribution of leaflets that stipulated if you meet a Jew, kill him? They asked that rhetorically. Macron wants to say that's the problem of France. That radicalization is coming from the French, not from the Muslims, but maybe it might have been the Muslims who are saying if you meet a Jew, kill him. And then you have this. A French intellectual, Christian Molinar, recently suggested that France should establish a Muslim state within a state that adheres to Sharia law, because we have to make them comfortable in our home. We have to turn over our home and make them comfortable inside the borders of France so they could avoid a civil war. He said, out of the fear of appearing Islamophobic, to satisfy this bustling fringe of Muslims, governments are ready to accept the spread of radical practices throughout the country. That's what he said. And then here's his solution. He says, we need to establish a dual system of law in France. One territory, one government, but two people. Do you see what's happening here? What they're trying to do is they're trying to create the unrest and the problems that we have in Jerusalem and in Israel. They're trying to recreate that throughout the West. The globalists looked at that. They saw that was a good pattern for conflict, and conflict leads to control. I began the program by talking about the fact that today is December the 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I also talked about the fact that FDR, who wanted to get us into a war, allowed that to happen. He stood down the defenses. They scrambled the warnings that were coming in. They made sure that they got lost in all the bureaucratic shuffle. And the same thing is happening right now. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create the same unrest that we have seen in Israel for 70 years are trying to create that here. Well, we didn't have a situation where two people were fighting over one piece of land. So they brought Muslims into our country to make that happen. That's what's going on right now. And they want to have a two-state solution for Europe. I mean, here's a proposal by a French intellectual already assuming that France has become like Israel, that it has become like Jerusalem, the division. And, of course, the globalists use this because they want to impose the kind of authoritarian structures that you see the Israeli government imposing on the Palestinians there and the people who live there. They know that if they have the unrest and the civil war, that they can create walls and fences and a vast police state. And that is precisely what they want to create in our country. They had to import the people to do it so they could have a two-state solution for America, not just for Europe. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We're going to look at that film from Al Franken, the latest in the groping scandal. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have had the Democrats turn very sharply on Al Franken in the last 24 hours. As a matter of fact, he has a press conference that has been rumored to be a resignation conference. Maybe he's just going to retire like John Conyers. I don't really know what that means when John Conyers says he's going to retire. We're going to talk about John Conyers here as well. But we'll see whether he's going to resign or, quote-unquote, retire. More than 30 Democratic senators called for Al Franken to step down yesterday after a new woman came forward to allege that he had forcibly tried to kiss her. And we have the video right here exclusively on Real News with David Knight. And here's the video that we captured of Al Franken attempting to kiss the latest accuser that caused the Democrats to turn on him. So he just likes, he's a warm person. He likes to hug people. So he's moving his hands and saying, are you my friend? Are you my friend? She's not sure. He touched her. Okay, now these are the handlers, the people around Al Franken. These are his, evidently his Senate staff here, trying to reason with Al. Al sits down next to her. Oh, takes the hand again. Stroking it gently, starting to go up her arm a bit. The assistants are very concerned about this. Big grin on Al Franken's face right there. She looks at him. No, he thinks it's not working. He makes his move. She screams. She's taken away. She hate me. She hate me, he said. Yeah, they do. They do, Al. She hates you. And most of these Democrat senators who voted for you to get out are women. One of them, here's a good example. This is Senator Mazie Hirono, a Democrat of Hawaii, Congresswoman. And remember, it was just last week, she said, I've served with these people like Al Franken before. We knew that they had engaged in this kind of behavior. Which, by the way, anybody who engages in this behavior should be held accountable. But notice, good people do bad things. But now she hate me because now she's tweeted out, I want to be part of the change. It's enough. She voted to remove him yesterday to have him step down. She's one of the 30-plus Democrat people. Actually, she wasn't one of the ones who voted because she's a congresswoman. But there are 30 Democratic senators, most of them women. As I say in this article here, it would appear that her desire to be part of the change has more to do with politics and convenience than anything else. And so NPR is now saying that they've spoken to an official, a Democratic official who has spoken to the senator and other aides, and they report that Franken is going to resign today in the last 15 minutes of our program. The Franken resignation could upend Minnesota races, say the Hill. They said this could set off a scramble of potential candidates to fill his seat while putting both of the Senate seats from Minnesota into play in 2018. That's similar to what's going on in Arizona as well with the serious health issues of John McCain and Jeff the Flake. Both of those seats are going to be soon in play as well. DNC Chairman Tom Perez joined the chorus yesterday, upping the speculation that Franken will step aside today when he is slated to make his announcement. The Minnesota governor will be able to replace his appointment, and that Minnesota governor is a Democrat, and the replacement would serve until the elections in 2018, which would be next year. So somebody would be appointed, assuming that he doesn't just quote-unquote retire like Conyers did, if he actually resigns and steps down, which I would imagine he would do under this environment here. And so this would be somebody that would be appointed by the Democrat governor. He would be there as replacement senator. There would be an election in 2018. Whoever wins that election would take the last 2 years of Franken's sentence. Or I should say what he had coming to him. No, that doesn't work either. They're talking about, as possible replacements, Keith Ellison, the Democrat and Minnesota congressman, the first Muslim congressman who refused to take the oath of office on a Bible, putting his hand on a Bible. He wants to have two separate states, remember? This is where they're headed. I just told you about that. So we could have our first Muslim senator from Minnesota to take the place of der Frankengrabber. Meanwhile, we have John Conyers, who has retired, not resigned. Understand this difference of semantics, how important that is. His son, that he tipped as his hereditary successor for this seat that must remain in the family, according to the way he's thinking. It turns out that he himself has a bit of a history. As I said before, was he going to say, vote for my son, he's just like me? Or was he going to say, vote for my son, he's not like me? Well, it turns out his son is like him. He's a Detroit hedge fund manager, John Conyers III, and he was arrested this year in Los Angeles on suspicion of domestic violence. But guess what? The prosecutors didn't charge him with anything. The prosecutor said the victim had no visible injuries besides, you know, just a small stab wound. It's merely a flesh wound. So they let this go. And said there was no independent witness to what she had described. Think about this in terms of the charges against Roy Moore. This is a woman who walks in bleeding from a stab wound to her lower biceps. And they said, this looks to me like a he said, she said incident. And there was nobody else involved here. So we're going to let this go. Whereas with Roy Moore, somebody who's remained silent for 40 years and has absolutely no proof of anything comes in and it must be believed. And remember, there's only one person who has made a credible statement. Actually, there's only two who have said he did anything wrong. The other seven people that the Washington Post has trolloped out there didn't accuse him of anything except trying to date them when they were of age. So I don't really understand that. The age of consent is 16. You ask an 18-year-old who's working in the mall for a date, and she says no 40 years ago. How is that a crime? I don't understand how that is a crime. The fact that they would conflate that shows that they are trying to ramp this up into something that it's not there. But let's go back to what John Conyers III did and got away with. The woman, he said, pulled a knife on him, and she cut herself as they struggled. He said the woman had been using alcohol and marijuana, had tried to throw him out of the residence, and then had gotten into a pushing and shoving match with him. She threatened him with a knife, and she was then cut in the struggle for it. Cut. Well, she was stabbed, actually. The woman told a different story. This is what she told the police, who did not believe her. They believed the congressman, the powerful congressman's son, the hedge fund manager. The woman told the police that Conyers cut her. She said Conyers suspected her of cheating after he went through her computer and that he, quote, body slammed her onto the bed, then onto the floor where he pinned her down and spat on her. She said that when she tried to call the police, Conyers took her phone and then chased her into the kitchen where she grabbed a knife and told him to leave. By her account, he took the knife, swung it at her, cutting her arm. But the police said this. The police said all criminal charges have been dismissed and a restraining order has been entered for a cooling off measure. The authorities did not see any need to proceed further. Yeah, no need to. Nothing to see here. This is a congressman's son. The highest ranking, senior of the Democrats there. So put this into perspective. You know, when we look at the Time magazine cover and it's like Me Too, hashtag Me Too. Of course, they didn't put Rose McGowan on the cover, interestingly enough. But when they talk about that, they keep talking about Trump over and over and over again in that issue. And as I said before, that's where this is really headed. And I think it's interesting when you look at what has come out about this roast that former NBC executive Jeff Zucker and many others were involved in. It was a roast of Matt Lauer. And I can't even read to you what they're saying. It is far worse than any of the grab them by the fill in the blank. Far, far worse than that. Martha Stewart called him Matt the cock of the rock. That's about the most innocuous thing I can say here because they're talking about 30 Rockefeller Center. They call it 30 Rock where NBC headquarters is. But you look at the language coming from men, coming from women, that culture that is there. And interestingly enough, guess what? It was Jeff Zucker and Matt Lauer and all those people who released the Access Hollywood tape on Donald Trump that nearly cost them the election that Vice President Pence was saying, you better resign and let me run. Yeah, that's right. You let me run because you can't make it because of that. Stay with us. Be right back. And we have John Rappaport who's going to be talking to us.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its a unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to John Rappaport about an amazing development in vaccines. I was just talking last week about what happened with the Dengvaxia, the dengue vaccine that was produced by a French company. But this is something that's here in America, a California company that is mixing smallpox vaccine with stem cells. What could possibly go wrong? Well, John is going to break down what the CDC say, the CDC themselves, or I'm sorry, not the CDC, but the FDA said could go wrong in the press release. You will not believe this. Before we go to John, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the natural products that we have to help your health at InfoWarsStore.com. One of them, DNA Force, is now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, I talked about that recent research showing that certain people had hereditary characteristics in the Amish community that did not create a protein that would destroy the telomeres at the end of the little end caps on your DNA strands. A very important measure of your longevity, your natural lifespan. And DNA Force and BioPQQ, one of the things that helps to prevent the erosion of those telomeres. So take a look at the research that we have on the site there. A lot of clinical studies have been done. It's 160 or 170 clinical studies about BioPQQ. And you can find that in DNA Force now, 33% off. That is a big savings. That's a very expensive product to make and to sell. Also, we have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take a baseline of multivitamins and minerals important for your health. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get that in Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. We also have our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. It doesn't have fluoride in it, but it has iodine and it has nanosilver. Those two will kill the harmful bacteria on your gums that will lead to tooth decay, tooth loss, if you don't do anything about that, as well as to heart disease. A great toothpaste. You can find that also 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And also check out our new product, Alpha Power, 50% off as an introductory product. It works synergistically with Super Male Vitality, helps you to become a true alpha male. So take a look at the natural ingredients that are there. It also has a concentrated, patented extract from an ancient Malaysian herb. So you can find all that at InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you for joining us, John. And, of course, John is no stranger to anybody. He has his website is NoMoreFakeNews.com. He is a frequent host here at InfoWars. And you can find him on Twitter at John Rappaport. That's John without an H. And Rappaport is spelled R-A-P-P-O-P-O-R-T. I think I got that right, John. Anyway, I want to talk about this article you put there that you have up on your website, Global Vaccine Cartel Wreaks Destruction. Tell us about this smallpox vaccine that has stem cells mixed in it. This sounds amazing, but tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, what's hidden in this FDA press release, they're going after a company in California that has a sort of a cockeyed idea about mixing stem cells with a smallpox vaccine. But buried in the FDA report is something that everybody has to understand, because the FDA is warning about the smallpox vaccine itself and saying that people who have certain health problems should not get the vaccine. But the real killer here is when they say people who have immune system problems should not be taking this vaccine, the smallpox vaccine. Well, that means a weak or compromised immune system. So let's take off from there, because from the years 1966 to 1980 in Africa, there was a massive World Health Organization push to eliminate smallpox on the continent by injecting 100 million people, millions of whom had severely compromised immune systems already, with that same smallpox vaccine. And then in 1980, World Health Organization pretended that this was all a smashing success and they had eradicated smallpox on the continent, when their own studies indicated they should never, ever be giving this vaccine to people with compromised immune systems, because it can cause them to die. It can cause them to be permanently damaged. But nobody said anything. And to cap it off, I had a very good source, a molecular biologist that I spoke with, who told me that after this pretended smashing victory in Africa, the World Health Organization had a very secret meeting in Geneva where they decided they would never use this smallpox vaccine again. Why would they say that if they had just been trumpeting, you know, the tremendous victory, the greatest breakthrough in medical history? So I said, well, why did they decide never to use the vaccine again? He said, because it produced smallpox, the disease. Wow. That's why.
Wow. So there, here it has a live version thing of smallpox that gets weaponized with this.
Exactly. And you give it to anybody. I mean, anybody is at risk who takes that vaccine, but particularly people whose immune systems, for any reason, happen to be compromised.
And they're also saying in the warning that if you're, you know, if you have a weak immune system, you can be around somebody who just had that live smallpox vaccine, and you can get it from them, because they actually do have smallpox. And if you've got a weak immune system, you're going to get that.
That's what they say, exactly.
Wow. What is the name of this vaccine? Does it have a name, or does a drug company have a name here that's in this press release? I don't see it.
No, they don't talk about companies. Actually,
it's put out there by the government, like the CDC selling these vaccines.
But we do know that there are major stocks of the vaccine in the U.S. and Russia, because the vaccine hasn't been used for a long time. Some people may still remember that back in 2001, there was a sudden scare in the U.S. when the federal government, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, suddenly announced that we were open to the possibility, the United States was vulnerable to the possibility of a terrorist smallpox attack as a bioweapon.
Wow.
And he said famously, there is a vial of smallpox vaccine with every American's name on it. And he was saying we were going to open these smallpox vaccine clinics from coast to coast all over America and vaccinate everybody. And George W. Bush, president, on television was shown getting the smallpox vaccine shot into his arm.
So that's what's wrong with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could explain a lot. But then,
you know, we look at this, 100 million people, that is absolutely amazing, because this most recent thing in with the dengue fever vaccination, that was given in several tropical countries to about 733,000 people. You're talking about 100 million people over a couple of decades. And, of course, the big issue here is the fact they don't really have to test these things for safety or for efficacy because they don't have any liability. We made sure of that. We took away all of their liability. They have immunity, financial immunity, but you don't have immunity against these diseases. As a matter of fact, they create a lot of very severe unintended consequences, we might say. We'll be right back with John Rappaport.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Know where to run to, baby.
universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Rappaport. And John, just as we were going to the break, you had a point that you wanted to make about the vaccine issue. You just explained how we have a vaccine, a smallpox vaccine. They gave 100 million people, and now there's a lot of warnings about this. They have a massive stockpile of this with our name on it, as they said at the time. But go ahead. Make the point that you were about to make as we had to go to break.
So in 2001, suddenly America was told, well, there's this incredible potential for a biowar terror attack against the United States with smallpox, and so everybody in the U.S. will have to get vaccinated with the smallpox vaccine, and we're going to set up clinics all across America and so on and so forth, and this is the story. But then, even mainstream doctors were horrified to hear about this because they knew the dangers of the smallpox vaccine, especially in people whose immune systems were already weak or compromised for any reason. And so they began talking to reporters and writing to reporters, and a wave of controversy erupted. And then quietly, the entire program was shelved. Wow. Without notice or word or anything. It just disappeared, and a year later, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson said, I do not recommend that any of the cabinet members get the smallpox vaccine. And that was a signal. It's over, folks. Forget the whole thing. Pretend it never happened. No danger and no vaccine. And it just was a dream you had. Go back to sleep.
Because, as you pointed out, it was between 66 and 1980. So it had been about 20 years earlier that people had, they'd stopped that, said, wait a minute, this is really bad, it's really dangerous, and had stockpiled that and then gone back and reassessed that. So it was well known by certain people in the medical community, and they quietly just got that information out there and kind of backed down the government. That's a good sign, at least at that level.
Yeah, but nobody has ever admitted any culpability for what happened in Africa. For 100 yes. million people, millions of whom, you know, their immune systems were already on the brink of collapsing before they ever got the vaccine. Nobody has ever been prosecuted or accused or anything close to it. And that tells you what the vaccine cartel will do, the extent to which it will go to hide the truth, deceive the public, and pretend that everything is great and everybody should just line up and get all the vaccines there are, and there's no problem, when that is a complete lie.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, too, is as I was saying as we went to the break, the fact that they can put these things out there without any proper assessment, because it's a small number compared to the 100 million people in Africa that were harmed by this over a 14-year period. They just started putting out this French vaccine for dengue fever. They said that three people had died. The government was denying it, but it was non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that were saying, no, that actually has happened. So there's an attempt to cover it up in the Philippines. But the interesting thing about it, John, is they were saying, well, you know, if you haven't had dengue fever and you get this vaccine and then you get dengue fever, it's going to be much, much worse. And so it's like, oh, wait a minute. If you get the vaccine, how do you get the dengue fever? Number one. Number
yeah.
two. So in other words, what? A, it doesn't work. And B, it exacerbates, when it doesn't work, what it does do it is exacerbates the disease when you do get it, if you don't have any immediate side effects. So it's like, what insanity this is that they, and these are always being driven by massive government vaccination programs.
And then the bottom line always is, and talk about cognitive dissonance. After they say all that, they say, but of course, you should get the vaccine.
yeah, exactly.
And they did that with a flu vaccine. Recent
yeah.
study that came out, actually financed by the U.S. federal government, that starts off by saying, we think we now know why the flu vaccine has such a low effectiveness rate. You know, that's how they begin. And then they go on to explain that, right? And it has to do with chicken eggs and all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line in all the major press articles was, of course, nevertheless, everybody should get the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Let's, can we go back to the top? Nope. Nope.
And the injury compensation that has been awarded by this rigged system, this vaccine court, as we colloquially call it, it's not the official title, but the number of people that have been rewarded for injuries due to flu vaccines has gone up by 1,000%. And the last, right. Look at this, is the most dangerous of all these. And yet you see all of these articles out there, just you're talking about the cognitive dissonance saying, oh, this is going to be a really tough year for the flu, and we're not really sure what flu strains are going to be finding, but get your vaccine anyway. In other words, they don't even know what strain it is. They admit that it is causing massive injuries, and yet go get it anyway. You know, go to the local filling station where you can get it. While you get your gas pumped, you can also get your arm pumped up with a flu vaccine that they don't have any idea what strain they're even vaccinating you for.
Here's another thing about this so-called vaccine court. You know, the federal government, despite some of its own studies and lies and cover-ups, will maintain to death that vaccines have absolutely no connection to autism. No. Absolutely couldn't have any connection. Couldn't have any. All right. So mothers whose babies get vaccinated and then, you know, severe neurological damage, and doctors will diagnose autism. So the mothers go to the vaccine court, the federal vaccine court, to try to get compensation to care for their brain damaged children for the rest of their lives. And almost 100% of those claims are rejected because the government says couldn't have any connection to autism. But if the mother will go to the vaccine court and say, my baby developed encephalopathy, just use another word, same condition, same brain damage, stands a much better chance of getting compensation from the vaccine court.
Because it's political.
Insanity. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's totally political.
It's political, and it's the language. And you look at the explosion of autism. My wife and I were just talking about it. We said, you know, I remember back in the late 90s, a friend of our kids had a touch of autism. It was not severe. And we'd never heard of that. And we were asking them, what is this? It was unheard of, you know, 20 years ago. And yet, in spite of all this explosion, what have they done? Are they even going out and trying to do epidemiological studies to try to determine what the cause of this explosion is? Absolutely not. They won't even do what they do with cancer. I mean, cancer is really focused really more on treatment than on cure, but at least they go out and they try to identify environmental factors or whatever. That's not even a factor in autism. It's just like, oh, let's have these support groups and we'll get everybody together, but we're not ever going to try to look at the cause of it. That is a real red flag for people. It should be.
Gigantic. In fact, now you see the beginning of a movement to actually normalize in the public's mind the condition of autism.
Well, exactly. That's what these support groups are doing. Yeah.
It's just a different state of mind. It's a different kind of a life. It has advantages and disadvantages. You tell that to a mother who's been living, you know, since her baby was practically born with severe brain damage all the way up into adolescence and so forth when this child becomes extremely violent and aggressive, to say nothing of just the incessant difficulty, extreme difficulty in trying to take care of a child like that through a child's entire life. And they're going to call this just, oh, a different lifestyle, a different approach to life. I mean, the crimes here are endless. The perpetrators do not get punished at all.
Yes, yes. That's the most amazing thing you point out. The normalization of, yes, we understand people need help. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't get help. But that is the approach of the government. Let's just all hold hands and sing kumbaya, and let's not ever look at where this explosion is coming from. Why is this happening? No, don't ask that question. We'll be right back with John Rappaport, and we do have some questions to ask John Rappaport. We're going to talk about what's going on with the surveillance state that is now coming unmasked. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Rappaport. I was just informed that there is a massive demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy in Istanbul, the capital of Turkey. Part of the Day of Rage, I guess, angry about the announcement about the embassy, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. You know what? Maybe we should move the Istanbul Embassy to Jerusalem for safekeeping instead of leaving it in Istanbul. But I want to talk to John about the perjury trap, as David Stockman puts it. He says the FBI's perjury trap of the century. And David Stockman says this was a perjury trap designed and set by John Brennan, Jim Comey, Sally Yates, Peter Strzok, and a passel of deep state operatives. It was set up to snare Mike Flynn as a first step in relitigating and reversing the verdict of the voters in the election. What do you think about that, John?
That's a pretty heavy charge. Yeah. You know, I would say that it all started with the idea in mass media. We know that Trump colluded with Putin and vice versa, and the whole election was a hoax. Of course, we know this. Now, we can just go to the particulars, you see. So if Mike Flynn, after the election, was talking to the Russian ambassador, well, that's just another sign of the collusion, which we already assume to be true. Because if you don't make that assumption in the first place, then the fact that he, as the incoming national security advisor, is talking to the Russian ambassador is business as usual. Who cares? I mean, that's what you would expect. That's not a crime. There's nothing suspicious or illegal about it. It's only when you start to make this completely unwarranted generalization that, yes, we know the whole election was fixed. Now you can begin to direct suspicion. And sure, they surveilled the phone call or the phone calls that Flynn had. They looked at the contents and they decided, okay, we can make something out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
So now
they hold up they hold this meeting, and he was reportedly surprised that it was about this. It's like some guys call him up. He's 2 days in the administration. Hey, we'd like to come over and talk to you. And all of a sudden, it turns into an interrogation. And he doesn't have his lawyer there, but they've got a transcript of all this stuff that's there.
Exactly. So this is called parallel construction, where you do something illegal, you spy on somebody you don't have the right to spy on. Mm-hmm. In this case, Flynn. You learn whatever you can, and then you pretend that you're just starting an investigation without all that information, and you go to his house and you say, you know, did you have a conversation with the Russian ambassador? Yeah, a few days after the election. Well, yeah, I did. Really? Wow. What was that all about? And then you begin the entire interrogation, and you just drive him up against the wall.
And you may not even know that this is part of an official interrogation. You know, you're just talking to an FBI agent, you know, and it's like, you know, like I said before, you played the Monty Python thing. What's your favorite color? Blue. No, red. No. Oh, you just lied to me. I'm an FBI agent. You're done.
Yeah, exactly. Or you might suspect, if you were Flynn, that they were gathering information on the Russian ambassador. Until all of a sudden the conversation begins to turn. You know, I wrote a piece actually based on something that Paul Watson wrote at InfoWars. Obama, before he was elected, during the campaign, imagine this, sent a guy named McFaul to Russia to give talks, to talk with officials there, to talk about Ukrainian policy and the future of U.S.-Russian relations and so forth. This was in October of 2008, before Obama was even elected. Talk about interfering with the policy of another government. I mean, you know, and nothing happened. The press didn't even consider it was significant. But here, Flynn has a conversation with the Russian ambassador, completely understandable and relevant, and all of a sudden he's some kind of traitor.
Yes, yes. It's incredible. But, you know, we're talking about how they've already got their mind made up. I think a perfect example of this is an article that I mentioned earlier in the show from Max Boot. It's on foreign policy. And of course, Max Boot, people who don't know who he is a, guess what? A Russian American. He is a CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations. He's a neocon globalist, a never Trumper, a guy who says he's a conservative Republican, but you know, he's pro-abortion. He's open borders and so forth and so on. But he says, here's the title of the article, John, Trump is guilty. And then the subtitle is, the only remaining question is what he's guilty of. So they got to go search. I mean, that encapsulates great, everything that this investigation is about. I cannot believe how incredibly biased this is, but Max Boot just lays it out there for us right there.
Yeah, right. We know he's guilty. Gee, I wonder what he's guilty of. Let's try to figure that out. Right, right. Yeah, this is real. We started talking about the surveillance state. I mean, you can see from this Flynn affair how vicious this can be, because the NSA and other agencies have the capacity to spy on anybody, everybody, all the time, and to sift and collate that data and come up with whatever information they want, and then twist that information to imply some crime has been committed, and then pretend that they're now starting an investigation of that crime over here without the prior knowledge of the surveillance and just cook up an entire fake scenario about the commission of a crime.
Yes.
I mean, and in the process of all of this, have you noticed that the whole, there was a small wave, even in the mainstream, about, I'm going to say 2 months ago, that, yeah, you know, maybe the Clinton Foundation would actually get investigated now. That's completely disappeared. We're not hearing anything about that anymore, where the crimes are.
Senator Grassley's furious about that, and he went on and he said, there's a double standard here. The way they desperately want to go after the president, but they ignore all other potential wrongdoings in the previous administration, as well as with Hillary Clinton. And he said, I talked to Dianne Feinstein, my counterpart on this committee, and she won't even go there. She said, no, not even going to talk about that. So he goes, this questions the very heart of the integrity of our federal law enforcement and justice system. The FBI, the Department of Justice, and the secret surveillance state. People are seeing this corruption now, and something has to be done about it.
Yeah. You know, since 2000, the FBI, and these were mainstream articles in the press in the year 2014, the FBI had cooked the evidence in their forensic lab on thousands of cases of Americans who were sent to jail based on that evidence.
You're right.
Thousands of cases.
Yes.
Including a complete distortion of the evidence in the Oklahoma City bombing case.
Yes.
Where the head of the FBI lab was told to assume that the explosion was out of the Ryder truck. It was an ammonium nitrate plus fuel oil bomb because that's what the FBI was saying out in the field. And he was to look at all evidence in light of that and that alone and come up with that conclusion. Well, put these two in, explosive elements, so to speak, together. The surveillance state and a crooked FBI forensic lab. What are you going to get? You're going to get multiple numbers of political witch hunts and prosecutions based on completely fake evidence. That's what you're going to get.
Well, you know, you're talking about thousands of people wrongfully convicted. You talked about parallel construction. All that type of stuff was happening to those of us down at the grassroots level for a very long time. The politicians didn't care. Now it is coming to them. Now this corrupt Justice Department, law enforcement, surveillance state is now turning on, as Michael Hayden said, the interesting people. He said, no, we're not interested any longer in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And the most interesting people are the ones at the top, the ones who could have stopped this when it was focused on all of us down at the grassroots level. But now they're in the crosshairs.
That's the power of the surveillance state. You know, you could say the NSA is the president of the United States.
That's right.
Because if they control that much information, they can decide who to prosecute, who to discredit, who to extort or blackmail at any level of the interesting people, from celebrities to politicians to judges to whatever.
And I think the good news is, John, as I mentioned earlier, that I think finally President Trump understands this. This is coming from The Intercept. The Trump White House is weighing plans for private spies in order to counter deep state enemies. I mean, this is the civil war that is going on in our country. The corruption and the power. William Binney, when he was on, said, this is the Praetorian Guard. The Praetorian Guard was originally set up to protect the emperor. Then it turned out that it created the emperor. That's the real problem here, isn't it?
This is a gigantic war with intelligence agencies, you bet.
Yes, yes. Well, that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining us. John Rappaport, you can find him nomorefakenews.com. You can also find John on Twitter at John Rappaport. Thank you so much for joining us, John. Always interesting to talk to you. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
If you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support
support, and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk a little bit about this article from Max Boot. Donald Trump is guilty. The only remaining question is what he's guilty of, says Max Boot, the CFR neocon globalist, never Trumper. That's everything. But listen to what else he has to say. By now, any sentient being who is capable of rational thought about the U.S. president must grasp the likelihood that there was a quid pro quo between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. Well, why would any sentient being think that? That would be anybody who consumes vast quantities of mainstream media where all they do is say, Russia, Russia, Russia. Repeat that endlessly. And then he goes on to say, the fact that Trump hasn't made good on his end of the presumed bargain shouldn't be any surprise. We've got a long line of business partners and wives that have discovered just how worthless his commitments are. Oh, is that right? Is that right? You're going to say this on the eve of President Trump doing what the former presidents for the last 20 plus years have refused to do, what the politicians of every stripe have refused to do, and that is follow through on the promise about moving the American embassy to Jerusalem to recognize it as a capital. They all promised that, but nobody did that. But let's talk about some of the other stuff. Obamacare, pushing against the Republicans, but Republicans relentlessly pushing back and refusing to keep the promise that they made with the voters, while President Trump continued to push them, continued to harangue them on Twitter. So you're going to say, Max Boot, that he doesn't keep his end of the bargain? No, he does. As a matter of fact, I read the comment from CNN earlier today. A president, a politician who keeps his promises. They said that's the thing that the Trump voters and supporters, that's the gold standard by which they like him. Here's some of the stuff he's done this year. Kept his end of the bargain on Obamacare, doing as much as he could, and perhaps some of this will be taken care of with the tax reform, a tax reform package. But the TPP, at the very beginning, getting us out of this takeover of our trade, using a multinational organization that was above the U.S. government, that was going to take away our sovereignty, that was going to control and direct our economy, getting us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. The only one in the world who would do that, just like the embassy decision that he was making that he's taking a lot of flack for. The waters of the USA, the overreaching regulations of the EPA, trying to take over all the waters in the United States with draconian regulation. The Antiquities Act that just happened last week, that stealing of American land with the abuse and the misuse of an ancient piece of legislation that was never intended for the way that Obama used it. Well, President Trump came in and just like TPP or the Paris Climate Agreement, where Obama says, yeah, we're going to do that stuff. I'm going to sign this and I'm going to sign that. I'm going to self-ratify it. And President Trump comes in and says, okay, well, I'm going to un-ratify that. Now, we need to put some structures in if we have some real Republicans, and if we can, and the primaries that come up, if we can get some real Republicans who will keep their promise, who will do what they have been telling people they actually stand for, we need to put some legal structures in to prevent the next president from acting like Obama and usurping authorities that he doesn't have. But then go on with that, besides reversing that land grab, you know, the Jerusalem issue and so forth. But you know, Max Boot says, no, he's guilty. We just got to find out what it is. And he doesn't keep his promises. So it's no surprise that we can't find that he did anything for the Russians in collusion. What a liar. But as we were pointing out with John Rappaport, this whole thing with Flynn was a setup. It was a setup by the deep state. And as David Stockman says, if you were a disinterested party, if you were Martian coming to the planet, taking a look at this, one of the first things you would do is say, hey, all right, so you got all this stuff on Flynn? We know they're listening to everybody. Declassify the NSA intercepts. Put them out on Facebook. Or he says, for all the old-timers, put it on the front page of the New York Times so that the truth would be known to everybody. But they don't do that. Instead, Peter Strzok's wife and her attorney wipe the Facebook pages about all the posts and the bias that they put out there. That's the interesting thing. They're trying to keep this covered up. So we'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about President Trump's realization and outward taking action in terms of planning to have private spies that would counter the deep state. This is the situation that we're in right now. And I'm glad to see that it is being talked about publicly. This is an article from The Intercept. But let me just lay the stage here a little bit for this. Because remember yesterday I talked about a former CIA agent who knew Eric Prince, formerly with Blackwater. And they were working to help get President Trump elected. This former CIA agent has gone on record saying he believes that McMaster, H.R. McMaster, protege of CIA Director David Petraeus, was working with those in the deep state, with the NSA, to surveil him and others and President Trump and his family and the people of the transition team. He came out and said that. And a year ago, he was going around telling Trump donors, they're going to impeach President Trump in a year. In a year. And now we have Eric Prince. As the Washington Times is pointing out, former Blackwater USA boss slams Obama for putting him under illegal surveillance. Eric Prince talked to the committee in Congress, that is the House Intelligence Committee, that is looking at the actions of the deep state. And on Wednesday, the committee released a transcript of Mr. Prince's November 30th testimony, which he talked about a business trip that he had made. And he was holding a summit with United Arab Emirates business partners. But then at that meeting back in 2017, a January 11th meeting, he said he was introduced to a Russian fund manager Kirill Dmitriev, with whom he had an unscheduled 30-minute discussion at a bar. He said, any person, however, who is connected with Mr. Trump, who has even met with a Russian, is now susceptible to an investigation. And here's the quote. He said, what really bothers me and what I would hope the Intelligence Committee is doing is to question why Americans that were caught up in the waves of signal intelligence, why on earth would the Washington Post be running an article on any meeting that a private citizen, me, was having in a foreign country, said the former Navy SEAL in his testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. Hey, folks, why don't you do something about this? Remember Michael Hayden. We don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. Those people on the House Intelligence Committee are very interesting people. Maybe they're afraid to do something. I don't know. But this is what Eric Prince went on to say. He said, that is illegal. It is. It is illegal. I mean, you go back to the church committee hearings back in the 1970s. Everybody focused on the sensational aspects of the heart attack gun and the assassination equipment. But what they were there to talk about was the fact that at that time, in the early mid-70s, early 70s, remember the exact date, but it was also a committee in the House, the Pike committee hearing. And they were concerned about the fact that the NSA, that the CIA were spying on American citizens, and they were not supposed to do that. They didn't want to have an intelligence community that would turn inward on America, on Americans. They were supposed to tell us about what our enemies were doing. Instead, they were being used as massive domestic surveillance state at that time. And that's why they created FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But instead of it stopping them, they used it as a vehicle to increase their powers, to give them a rubber stamp to spy on, as Rand Paul points out, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. Eric Prince tells the House Intelligence Committee on November 30th, that's illegal. That is a political abuse of the intelligence infrastructure, and that is really dangerous, especially at this committee and as this committee and the Congress thinks about reauthorizing very wide-ranging intelligence authorities to dig into private Americans' electronic communications of any sort. Well, you know what, that speech that Michael Hayden, who was former head of the NSA, former head of the CIA, as he was saying, we listen to interesting people. He also said, I didn't need any 702 or whatever authorization. He didn't need those parts of the Patriot Act. These people don't care whether they reauthorize this or not. Michael Hayden bragged to those law students, who were also laughing when he said, we listen to interesting people. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Those law students, if they cared anything about the Constitution and the rule of law, they would have taken their notebooks and thrown it at that scumbag. But he went on to say, I didn't need any of that section there or that section there, the Patriot Act. I had an order from the president. You know what we call a system of government that operates on the dictates of a leader? A dictatorship. And that was what he was bragging about. And that's why William Binney on this program called them a Praetorian Guard. Because we have crossed the Rubicon. We have an emperor. That emperor has been protected by the Praetorian Guard, and now the Praetorian Guard is going to decide who the emperor is going to be. That's what's going on right now. So you've got the FBI chief is going to be facing a grilling from lawmakers. As part of this Mueller probe, FBI Director Chris Wray is poised to face a grilling from Republican lawmakers today, this morning, at a time when the Bureau is under mounting scrutiny from the right and outright attacks from the White House. Well, why would that be? As they say, an unprecedented bias against President Trump contrasted with special treatment given to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Well, that's exactly right. And let's look at some of the things that Senator Grassley had to say. As Zero Hedge points out, an angry Senator Grassley lashes out at the FBI, the Department of Justice, in a fiery Senate floor speech. This happened yesterday. He said, there is a double standard here in the way that they desperately want to go after the president, but they ignore all other potential wrongdoings in the previous administration. And well, you can certainly see that in the actions of Peter Strzok and the people that he interviewed and deposed. And Grassley went on to say, there are two major controversies plaguing the credibility of the Justice Department, the FBI, right now. On the one hand, the Trump-Russia investigation. Sorry, this is not, this is from his speech. And then on the other hand, the handling of the Clinton investigation. Any congressional oversight related to either one of these topics is not credible without also examining the other. In other words, are we going to have a justice system that is blind, that treats everybody the same way? What a quaint notion. We haven't seen any of that, have we, in the last couple of years. And so he says, if you got a congressional oversight of these topics, it's not going to be credible if you don't look at both of these. Both cases were active during last year's campaign. Both cases have been linked to the firing of the FBI director, says Senator Grassley. And he says, you're not going to investigate the president unless you investigate Hillary Clinton. This is a very important development. It's very important that Senator Grassley is calling them out on this. And he goes on to say, these questions go to the heart of the integrity of our federal law enforcement and justice system. Absolutely. And then he said this about Dianne Feinstein in terms of the bias. He says the ranking member Feinstein, in other words, she's his counterpart on the Democrat side, has told me plainly she won't join any investigation of the oversight of the Clinton email investigations. How about that? There you go. Just not going to do it. He said, even on Trump-Russia oversight, where we have been able to cooperate a great deal, there have been similar problems. They are not going to have a system where they're going to cooperate. And here's something that's even more frightening. Rod Rosenstein, the guy who started this special prosecution, the guy who's the deputy director, the deputy attorney general, says, I'm satisfied with Mueller's work. He was asked by some reporters. A News 4 I-team caught him as he was walking, and he said, I can't go into detail, but they said he gave an affirmative response when asked if he was satisfied. He said the special counsel has, quote, a degree of autonomy from the Department of Justice, but there is appropriate oversight by the department, he told NBC4. Well, you know what? Let's put that out in the public. How about that? Why don't you declare, Rod Rosenstein, since we have an absentee attorney general, why don't you declare what the rules are? Because we don't have a special prosecutor law. That ended in 1999. Nobody wanted one. So since we don't have any law, why don't you tell us what these rules are that you have made up about this process? If there are, in fact, any rules. I don't think there are. I think this guy can do whatever he wishes. He can do anything he wants. That's why President Trump is looking at having private spies to counter his deep state prosecutors. And we'll talk about that more later in the broadcast. But coming up in the next segment, we have Jason Goodman joining us to talk about recent developments in the Bundy trial. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Facing growing demands for his resignation, Minnesota Senator Al Franken will make an announcement today. Franken's support among his fellow Democrats is in free fall as a host of female Democratic senators called upon him to quit. The calls come as another woman has come forward accusing Franken of sexual misconduct. A former Democratic congressional aide tells Politico that Franken tried to forcibly kiss her after a taping of his radio show in 2006. The senator is facing a Senate Ethics Committee investigation into previous claims by other women that he groped them. Franken vehemently denies this latest accusation. In a brief statement, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said, I consider Senator Franken a dear friend and greatly respect his accomplishments, but he has a higher obligation to his constituents and the Senate, and he should step down immediately. The Democrats are no doubt cleaning house in order to claim the moral high ground when it comes to the Alabama Senate race. At least 22 Democratic senators have called for Al Franken to step down. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk to Jason Goodman. Jason has had a 20-year career as a director and a cinematographer. He left that to become an independent journalist. And you can find him at Crowdsource the Truth on YouTube, on Periscope, on Facebook, on many social media outlets. Also, you'll find him on Twitter at CS the Truth. YouTube, the channel name is Jason Goodman. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
David, thanks so much for having me back on.
I wanted to talk to you again because last time we had you on, we were talking about the fact that the prosecutors, the BLM and those had concealed the fact and lied about the fact that they had surveillance cameras. You showed the surveillance camera that people were crowdsourcing, said, yeah, it was probably something like this based on the descriptions that people had. Then they got pictures of that. They got pictures of them setting up as snipers. And I think even the Judge Navarro, who's been so incredibly biased towards the prosecution's case, withholding a lot of information from jurors in previous trials, even she started to pull back. And as she'd been told that the Bundys and those around there that were under arrest, they've been held for nearly 2 years without bail, she realized that, hey, you know, maybe these people are lying to me. Maybe they're not a threat to the community. And they were able to remove some of that. But there's some other irregularities that are going on in the process. Tell us about that in terms of attorney-client phone calls and things like that.
You know, you're right, David. And the thing is, I want to be very, very upfront with your audience. I did not know very much at all about the Bundy situation before I went to the trial there in Nevada. Members of my crowdsource community, people who are in the audience watching my show, were sending me a lot of information. And I went to the trial to see firsthand what was going on. And in only 2 days of being at the trial, I personally witnessed what appeared to me to be such egregious impropriety on the part of the prosecution that I started digging into this more. And some members of your staff brought it to my attention that Blaine Cooper is in this problem where confidential phone calls between him and his attorney were handed to the prosecution. Now, that's a violation of the attorney-client privilege, an obvious violation of Blaine Cooper's rights, yeah, and obviously incredible advantage for the prosecution. So, I mean, even in the short time that I've been investigating this case, we see a what is called in the law a pattern and practice on the part of the prosecution, on the part of the government, who are trying to, you know, keep the Bundys in jail. As you pointed out in our last segment, these gentlemen have been incarcerated for almost 2 years, and they haven't even had a trial yet. So my position on this is, you know, again, without being a lawyer, without knowing the exact details, I wasn't there at the standoff in the way that you were, and I haven't been following this nearly as long as people like John Lamb and Brand Thornton and all the other journalists that have been so on top of this. But I was just blown away by the things that I'm learning just in my research preparing for this segment. Now,
well, that's very important, you know, to come into something like that and for it to be so obvious, so apparent. And we've seen this in the past, too, from trials like that of Ross Ulbricht at Silk Road. When the government wants to get somebody, when they want to make a point here, they feel that their authority is being threatened in some way, that freedom may be breaking out, they may be returning to a rule of law, they will double down, they will pull every unjust trick in the book to get a conviction. We've seen that in the previous trials of some of the people associated in this Bundy situation. We saw it with Silk Road and Ross Ulbricht, just an amazing case there. But the idea that they would get rid of bail, the idea that they would listen in on phone conversations between the defense and their clients, just shutting down every aspect of the protections that have been there for a long time to protect and to make sure that we have a fair trial, they're not interested in that.
And, you know, David, these are some of our most important fundamental rights as citizens of the United States. So, again, I urge everyone, even if you don't like the Bundys, even if you think the Bundys are guilty of a crime, you must be outraged by the fact that they are not being afforded the rights that we all, you know, these are our unalienable rights. They need to have a fair trial. They need to not be sitting in jail. They need to not have laser-guided football cameras looking at their home as snipers surround them, intimidate them, and try to push them to the edge of doing something that would warrant their arrest. But I wanted to point out a couple of really important things that, you know, maybe miss the attention of the mainstream media. So I began looking into what's going on with Blaine Cooper, and of course, he's incarcerated at this Southern Nevada Detention Center, the same place where Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy were incarcerated. Cliven is still there, but some of the other gentlemen have been released, and I hope that the reporting that you've been doing and the small contribution that I've been making, I hope it played some role in that. I hope the corrupt individuals in these government agencies are getting the message that independent journalists like yourself, like myself, we are not controlled by the same large corporate interests and advertisers and financial.
That's right. They try to shut that information down. But yes. And I honestly, I mean, when we look at the actions that they've got here, if nobody was calling them on this, if nobody was exposing it anywhere, if people on the internet, like you talk about those that the crowdsource the truth, were sending you stuff and saying, hey, look at this, we know that this is happening, that's because people are able to share stuff. They're trying to shut that down. That's why they're trying to enact social media censorship, because they don't want that information passed around.
It's very true, David. And, you know, after we cover some of this information, I want to talk to you also about some of the more nefarious tactics that are being relied upon to try to shut down the movement that you and I are describing. But I started taking a closer look at this Southern Nevada Detention Center because, you know, the prosecution in this matter of Mr. Cooper's attorney-client privileged phone calls being released to the prosecution, they're trying to downplay it, saying, you know, we didn't look at it and all, that kind of thing. But it's almost, it reminds me of the situation that we've seen in movies, and if anybody's ever been on jury duty, when someone will announce some piece of information in the court so that everybody hears it, and then the judge will stop everything and instruct the jury to sort of like, forget about what you just heard, but of course you're not going to forget about it. You've heard
That's
it.
Right.
So
That's right.
If these guys have seen things that are relevant to the strategy, relevant to the charges, relevant to even just the temperament of Blaine Cooper, it gives them an alarming strategic advantage in a case where they're really overreaching in the government power. These guys are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, not presumed guilty and then, you know, prosecuted unreasonably. So I was looking at this Southern Nevada Detention Center, and I was looking at the county of Pahrump, where this facility is. Now, just in a cursory Google search, I found an alarming number of issues related to law enforcement officials in Pahrump County. And I want to point out to your viewers, Pahrump, this is an extremely rural desert county, 36,000 residents. And so for there to be, you know, multiple law enforcement officers that are involved in lawsuits and being arrested themselves, that's
an incredibly high percentage. We talk about how small that town is and how few law, basically, it's unbelievable when you look at it as a percentage. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Jason Goodman. I'll let you pick up right where you left off. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com.
That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Jason Goodman. We've been talking about some of the irregularities, some of the corruption surrounding the Bundy trial in Nevada. And as Jason was doing an investigation, he looked at a small town which had an unusual number of law enforcement officers involved in crime and corruption. This is in Pahrump, Nevada. It's in Nye County. I just looked this up in the commercial break here, Jason. I hadn't heard of Pahrump before. That's where the chicken ranch is, the famous legal whorehouse there. But it appears that we have some people in law enforcement that are also engaged in whoring around with various things like drug dealing and other issues. Tell us about what you found there in Nye County, a place where the population's 36,000 in Pahrump, where the chicken ranch is, and about 42,000 people in Nye County. But a lot of law enforcement officers with problems here.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, David, because, you know, during my visit to Nevada when I went to the trial, I also interviewed a woman who goes by the code name Vegas Madam. And she spoke about how in her working in the sex worker industry, she was approached by FBI agents and other individuals who she refers to as CIA pimps not to prosecute her. She was operating in a county that was not Pahrump. So she was operating mm-hmm. where sex work was not legal, and they didn't incarcerate her for the sex work. They tried to co-opt her and get her to basically compromise political figures, including Bill Clinton. And when she refused to do that.
Honey trap type
yes,
stuff.
Yes, Brownstone.
Yeah, he's obviously a pretty easy guy to go after.
Well, she refused to do it. And so then they incarcerated her and basically ruined her life. So I don't want to speculate, but it does seem like there are some strange things going on there in Pahrump County. And so I was looking into this facility, the Southern Nevada Detention Center, which is a privately owned prison that's owned by a company called Core Civic. Now, Core Civic used to be known as the Corrections Corporation of America. And I want to point out to people that, Dick Cheney's son-in-law was a lobbyist for Corrections Corporation. And someone there, Dick Cheney, was indicted for prison profiteering in Texas. So I personally believe that this for-profit prison situation is a very problematic thing that should be eliminated. I do not think that law enforcement should be financially motivated to incarcerate people, because I really do believe it directly leads to what we're seeing with the Bundys.
So, and of course, it drives all this war on drugs as well. I mean, you've got different industries that are really pushing for drug prohibition. One of them, one of the biggest promoters of that, are the private prisons, because they couldn't build prisons big quickly enough after they enacted the mandatory minimums and started locking everybody up during the Reagan administration. And they were letting violent criminals go loose, and it was boom days for private prisons, because we've got the largest prison population on the planet in terms of percentage-wise by a long shot here in the U.S. because of the drug war. But go ahead, tell us what else you found out about this corrupt county. I'm looking at these articles you sent. The former sheriff, the ex-deputy attorney general, the sheriff's deputy, the police sergeant, all these guys are involved in criminal scams. It's amazing.
I wonder if any of them wind up in the private prison facility.
No, but probably not. Probably not. Unless they're really small fish.
Yeah, I don't think so. But so you were just showing a segment there that featured the former sheriff, which is a gentleman named Tony DeMeo, and he was giving everyone on YouTube a tour of this Nye County Southern Detention Center, which he's very proud of. And if people go to YouTube right now, there's only 583 views on that video. So I hope people will check it out, because what we're trying to do is bring these things to people's attention. Obviously, the private prison, you can look up the contract that they have with the U.S. Marshals the Office of Federal Detention and at the time they were the Corrections Corporation of America. This contract, David, is valued at a staggering $122 million.
Wow.
So there's obviously, that's shocking to me. There's obviously quite a lot of financial interest in building these prisons and keeping them profitable. We know, of course, that capitalism, which we all love, is motivated by profit. And corporations have a lot of the same rights as citizens and individuals, although they lack morality. So, you know, the only goal of a for-profit prison is to make profit. And the way they do that is by sticking people in the prison. Now,
well, the problem is that we don't have real capitalism in the sense that, you know, we see crony capitalism involved here. Right. We don't have real free markets. They're buying their influence with people. And so it gives capitalism even a bad name with millennials and so forth. But you understand there's crony socialism. As a matter of fact, socialism is pure cronyism. There isn't any there other than cronyism. But these prisons came into all this because this is where some of the Bundy family was incarcerated for this extended period of time, and there were a lot of reports of maltreatment there as well, wasn't there?
Well, exactly, and that's why I started looking at it, because, you know, again, I didn't know anything about the Bundys before I went there, and I am about the total opposite. I am a, you know, very secular Jewish guy who grew up in New York City, and the Bundys and many of their supporters are very devout Christians. And when I went there to the courthouse, you know, we all held hands and got in a prayer circle. And I was way more focused on the areas where we have similarities than any of the differences that we have. And I found them to be very kind and genuine people. And I became more interested in this cause when I had that firsthand experience with them. So I started.
I'm glad you're able to get past that, because so many people that I've talked to about this, they get real upset about this because they don't have any appreciation for the property rights of these ranchers, these miners, these loggers that I see all over, that I've talked to all over the West. They don't understand that property rights are something that are important for people who live in cities as well. But they seem to have a prejudice that you don't have of people who are very different from them, who are different religion, who are in the country, who are ranchers or farmers as opposed to being urban. And they can't get past that, so they can't see the commonality that you just pointed out, the fact that we have to have certain procedures when we are accused of crimes. We have to have certain property rights. I mean, these are the fundamental things that are at issue here in the Bundy trial.
That's right, David. And you know what? Every single person I saw there at the courthouse was an American. That's what I saw.
That's right. That's right.
So I started looking at this prison facility and the individuals that operated. And in that video on YouTube, Sheriff Tony DiMeo goes into great detail about the financial aspects of the prison, the fact that it was built much larger, that he's looking to the future, that he's going to lease out beds to other counties, and that that's going to bring in money to Nye County. So he's talking very much like the CEO or the marketing officer of a corporation.
Yeah.
And not like an unbiased law enforcement officer. And the other thing that I found very curious was that they made a point of saying that this particular facility was focused on the future in that it had high-tech communication capabilities, including video conferencing like you and I are doing right now. And that made me think about the situation that your staff brought to my attention with Blaine Cooper's communications with his lawyer being monitored.
Yeah.
That seemed quite interesting. The sheriff also goes on to say that another great feature of this for-profit prison facility is that it has its own medical center in it. And, of course, we've heard that Cliven Bundy, a 71-year-old man who is still not been charged or, you know, has not been convicted, I should say, of a crime that should land him in prison, has been denied critical medical attention, and he's losing teeth. His health is deteriorating, and I think that's pretty bad.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's probably not what the medical facilities are there for. Probably not to treat people. It's probably the rubber hose treatment that they're going to give people down the future, because the whole thing about having these high-tech communication facilities is really kind of a rope-a-dope. Yeah, yeah, come in and use our communication facilities while we watch everything you do. I mean, that's the way that they have used the Internet and the general capabilities. Can you stay one more segment with us to wrap this up, Jason?
Certainly, certainly.
All right, we'll be right back. We're talking to Jason Goodman. Again, his organization is Crowdsource the Truth. You can find them on YouTube, Jason Goodman, also Twitter, CS the Truth. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel this week in a move that some say will shake the Middle East to the core. Israel's neighbors are extremely displeased with Trump's announcement. The Turkish president warned Trump that recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel was a red line. The Saudis are calling this a flagrant provocation of Muslims, and Palestinian leaders have already planned for protests. Terror group Hamas is calling for a day of rage Friday, urging Palestinians in an official Arabic statement to send a message with all available means to Israel after the upcoming Friday prayers. Ahead of President Trump's announcement, the U.S. military deployed additional forces throughout the Middle East in anticipation of widespread political unrest and even terror attacks. Although some U.S. officials had urged Trump not to make this sort of a move, U.S. policy should never be dictated by threats of violence. With the opposition against Trump's historic decision building, the days ahead could turn out to be tumultuous. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Jason Goodman. We've been talking about his crowdsource, The Truth investigation into what was happening with the Bundys. As Jason said, he didn't know much about this until people who were involved with Crowdsource the Truth started saying to him, hey, why don't you look into this? This is something that is really outrageous that's happening there. And as he's pointed out, he's very surprised at what he saw there. A lot of corruption in that area, a lot of private prisons that are happening there. We're going to continue to talk to Jason. We've got a press conference that is reportedly coming up with Al Franken. It'll be breaking any time here. If that begins, we're going to cut to that to see what the Franken grabber is going to say. Is he going to retire? Is he going to resign? What is he going to say? So we'll cut to that if that comes up. But let's continue with what you wanted to say, Jason. The things that you saw there, the issues of private prisons, of corruption that we've seen, and we're talking about the conditions that the Bundy family was suffering from there. Very harsh conditions, in jail for 2 years. What about a speedy trial? What about bail? No, none of that applied, just like we have this incredible bias that we've been seeing uncovered in successive trials here of the people that were involved in the Bundy standoff.
Well, and you know, David, at the trial it was just a hearing when I was there. The trial hadn't begun yet, but it was a pretrial hearing. And we heard testimony from the Bundys themselves that they had been sexually violated at the prison,
wow,
not by other inmates, but by, I presume, body cavity searches. And you know, clearly what I took away from that testimony was that the corrections officers at the facility were, you know, taking advantage of the fact that they have the ability to do that sort of thing to make the Bundys stay there as unpleasant as possible. And I should point out that there has been an election in 2016, and there is a new sheriff named Sharon Worley, and I haven't found anything alarming about her in my short search, but even though Sheriff Tony DiMeo is no longer in charge there, there were a lot of strange things going on during the election where deputies were arrested for stealing the signs of the people that were running against the sheriff. And they said, oh, it's, you know, it's just petty larceny, but it's actually interference with an election. You know, they're charging them with stealing the sign, but they're obviously trying to impact the outcome of the election. If you've got a town of 36,000 and you take down all the other guys' signs, that might have an impact. The other thing I wanted to point out was, even though the sheriff has been voted out, there was a lawsuit initiated in 2016 by a citizen of Pahrump County against the sheriff's office, which included Sheriff DiMeo, as well as a captain named William Becht, a sergeant named David, I guess, Berkowitz, something, I can't really pronounce his last name, and 10 other police officers who I would presume some of those individuals remain employed there. And the lawsuit alleges that these officers used evidence that was seized from this citizen's home, including a laptop that contained personal videos that he had made of him and his girlfriend. The man's 37 and his girlfriend's an adult woman as well, having sex with one another, which, you know, that's their own private business. But these police officers,
that's the kind of corruption that we're seeing there. And the headline was a pornographic matinee that they used out of the stuff that they had taken from them. We've got Al Franken starting now, so we're going to have to cut this short, Jason. But thank you so much for joining us. And it is absolutely amazing the corruption that we see at so many different levels. And, of course, we're talking about the torture of the Bundy individuals. They've investigated themselves and found that, surprisingly, they didn't torture anybody. That's what they're now saying. But thank you so much for joining us again. You can find Jason on YouTube, Jason Goodman, Twitter, CS The Truth, Crowdsource The Truth. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, David.
All right, let's go to Al Franken and see what he's having to say here.
I was upset.
He was upset.
But in responding to their claims, I also wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation.
He's willing to believe it.
Because all women deserve to be heard.
He's still virtue signaling after all of this.
Taken seriously. I think that was the right thing to do. I also think
it
gave some people the false impression that I was admitting to doing things that, in fact, I haven't done.
Well, we just happen to have the pictures.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently. I said at the outset
he's just
the
a one
ethics
person.
Committee was the right venue for these allegations to be heard and investigated and evaluated on their merits. That I was prepared to cooperate fully and that I was confident in the outcome. You know, an important part of the conversation we've been having the last few months has been about how men abuse their power and privilege to hurt women. I am proud,
especially those in power like you,
during my time in the Senate,
because he's Al Franken,
I have used
and you're not
my power to be a champion of women. and that I've earned a reputation as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day. I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am. Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing has brought this honor on this institution.
Oh, really?
And I am confident
some of us would disagree
that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Not right away. Not right away.
There is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office.
That's where this is going. See, I told you it's going right to Trump.
Repeatedly preyed
he is throwing himself on the funeral pyre
the Senate
to clear the way for President Trump.
Of his party.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's the irony. They want to come after Roy Moore. That's why he's throwing him, they're telling him, hey,
it's
Al, you're done.
Minnesota.
So they're going to come after Roy Moore, they're going to come after Donald
it's
Trump.
It's become
still
clear
coming after
that
Donald
I
Trump.
Can't both pursue the Ethics Committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be clear.
It's not about him.
I may be resigning my seat, but I am not giving up my voice.
Oh, no.
I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen and as an activist.
Mm. It's part of the resistance. Are you going to join the resistance? Maybe he'll write a book. What happened?
Focus with all her energy on addressing the challenges they face every day.
Maybe he could do an act with Hillary Clinton.
There is a big part of me that will always regret having to walk away from this job with so much work left to be done.
I bet. You wanted to stay there for a long time. You like those perks.
That the work will continue because I have faith in the people who have helped me do it. I have faith in the dedicated, funny, selfless, brilliant young men and women on my staff. They have so much more to contribute to our country. And I hope that as disappointed as they may feel today, everyone who has worked for me knows how much I admire and respect them. I have faith in my colleagues, especially my senior senator, Amy Klobuchar. I would not have been able to do this job without her guidance and wisdom. And I have faith, or at least hope, that members of this Senate will find the political courage necessary to keep asking the tough questions, hold this administration accountable, and stand up for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith
hold
the
it right
activists
there.
Who organized
because I want to make a comment about his attack on President Trump and to say that while he's got to leave, we still have a guy in the White House who openly bragged on a tape. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, who was it that released that tape? Oh, that would be NBC, Matt Lauer. And of course, look at the transcript of their roast that they had. Look at the things that were said by the male, female celebrities there, far, far, far worse than the comment that President Trump made. Far worse than that. And you see the level of not only hypocrisy, but the lying that took place from the NBC executives who said, I never had any idea that Matt was involved in stuff like that. And the people who ran NBC, the people who worked with Matt Lauer, the women as well, were making all kinds of sexual remarks. But we're supposed to run President Trump out of office because of a remark that he made once to this other individual. That was the environment in which these people operated. As a matter of fact, President Trump was at that roast. That's the kind of environment, the way these people talk to each other. I'm not okaying it, but let's understand this is not what he did.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first
just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.